Live from the GPB newsroom, I'm Sophia Salaby in for Ricky Bevington. U.S. Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue says money from a federal disaster relief package will arrive soon in South Georgia. That's to help farmers recover from Hurricane Michael. Perdue says that existing insurance for crops such as corn, wheat, and cotton will help those farmers receive funds faster, but others will see relief later.
Flexibility is going to be required in a couple of different areas. Timber and pecan trees are not typically a crop production. They're crops, and we know that, and they're important, but we don't have standard programs.
Perdue says that community block grants from the state may help to deliver aid faster to those farmers. America's first openly transgender fire chief was fired this week in Byron. GPB's Mariana Bacchio has more.
Rachel Mosby served as the city of Byron's chief for 12 years. Last year, she came out as transgender. In her termination letter, the city claimed she was fired for not maintaining the appropriate certifications for her position. Mosby says, instead, she's being discriminated against for being transgender. And because of a recent change in city policy, she is not entitled to an appeal. In an interview just days before her termination, Mosby said she hoped progress would be made for transgender people.
Maybe we can have a society where it really doesn't matter that the fire chief is a transgender woman and just the fire chief's a good fire chief.
Mosby's attorney said she is weighing her legal options. For GPB News, I'm Mariana Bacchiao in Macon.
Former Democratic gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams has been named a grand marshal for Atlanta's Pride Parade in October. In a video released today, Abrams decried the current state of political life for LGBT people.
We have an administration that's making life difficult for families wishing to adopt and patriots wishing to serve. And we have a man in the Georgia governor's mansion who still wants to sign discrimination into law.
Governor Brian Kemp has said in the past he would approve religious freedom legislation that models the federal statute. I'm Sophia Salaby for GPB News.